fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 11th day of August, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, it's still legal. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe. Still legal in all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., and our possessions such as Guam, to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prep tip today, I haven't given this for a while, but I've had quite a few women congratulate me for this prep tip today. Stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Even the ladies often ignore this in the preparedness venue, and it would be a smart thing to do. Gentlemen, if you don't have a clue what to get, which you very likely don't, ask the ladies. They'll be glad to inform you. Buy these items in case lots. It'd be, by the way, great barter items as well. We have patiently waiting to greet my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete and total line of water filtration products, plus an excellent hand pump that allows you to have water under pressure when the power goes out. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, good. It's one thing to pump water out of the ground, which that's not that difficult to accomplish if you got the right equipment. But being able to have it pressurized and useful in your household as it normally would be, that's another whole dimension, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I think that's the big difference between the simple pump, you know, that we recommend and other systems that are out there. Even if you have a deep well, you know, you're able to pump into pressure, and then the water is going to behave in the house just like it does now, you know, with the exception that after you take a couple of showers, you're going to have to go out and pump again. But at least you're not carrying buckets into the house.
Now, a little side note here. My father got drafted into World War II. He was he'd already been working as an adult plumber for, I think, maybe 7 years. He was 25 years old, I think, when he got drafted. Already been married for several years, but he was a plumber, And so he's in the South Pacific. I'm not sure which island. It might have been Okinawa. And he offered to set up hot shower for the men and officers. Everybody was so grateful that he got immediate two promotions from a corporal to a buck sergeant. And having hot showers is, as I tell my buddies sometimes, you know you're in civilization when you can take a hot shower. That's one of my definitions of civilization, Kirk.
Yeah, sounds good. I agree.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, since we talked last week, the world has changed dramatically in the sense of people finding out the true nature of the leadership of the FBI.
Right.
And I'm going to differentiate between the leadership of the FBI and the good men and women who join because they are patriots and they want to help their country.
Well, I think it's kind of like, you know, Victor Davis Hanson said the other day, you know, on Fox News, who I really enjoy listening to. He said that, you know, this opposition that we're now facing, the bulk of them feel like they're morally right. And because they don't understand, you know, the history, the background. So, I mean, I have, you know, relatives, I'm sure maybe you do too, that work for the government. And I'm convinced, I mean, they feel they're morally right. And their job is to follow orders. You know, we see this over and over again. It's an education issue. And the problem is that, you know, we're losing this battle. I mean, every single day. You know, we've got this new digital currency coming out, which is going to be one of the final nails in the coffin because it's going to completely, you know, disrupt the economy and cause the kind of scarcity and issues that the left really wants to see. And, you know, I mean, if you would have told me 10 years ago, you know, that the FBI, you know, was behaving, I'm not going to say they're corrupt. I'm going to say they're behaving as a corrupt organization with some of the things that they're doing, I wouldn't have believed it. And yet, you know, we see it happening every day. You know, the latest issue, this raid on President Trump's residence down in Florida. And, you know, it's just, it's all done in order to put forth some kind of a news, you know, show that people can look at and comment on. And it's just ridiculous. The whole thing is just so ridiculous. I mean, in my opinion, there isn't any documentation that an ex-president could possibly have locked in his safe, in his home, okay, protected by Secret Service as they are, that would cause any kind of illegality whatsoever. Period, over and out. I don't care what that documentation is, what caveat of secrecy it is. If he's had access to it in the past, he should be able to keep that in his lock safe under the protection that they have, especially when we see some of the shenanigans that have gone on, you know, with other politicians involving, you know, supposed classified material. So it's just a ridiculous argument to say that that's the reason.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Kirk. In addition, listen carefully. The president has the authority to declassify any document while he's president, first of all. Second of all, there's been discourse and communication between the National Archives and every sitting president for decades when that president leaves office for the National Archives to recover documents into their care and custody. This discourse was already taking place between President Trump's staff and the National Archives. That was already taking place. Next, the FBI had been at President Trump's home reviewing the exact same documents only a few months ago that they now claim is part of a criminal investigation.
Yeah, let's kick this up a notch and talk about the Attorney General in New York and what she's doing, you know, to the family and what her attitudes
are.
Well,
that's a whole different issue. It's related, but it is a different issue.
No, it's related to the abuse, I think.
It is. That's a whole different level of authority. The Attorney General of the State of New York is a separate entity from the federal government. So that's a whole separate entity there.
Maybe. They're certainly acting in collusion, you know, with one another.
Possibly.
Woman has stated over and over again for years that she's going to go after the Trump family and President Trump, and she hates President Trump. And, you know, that was her platform, you know, that she ran on. when she failed in the governor race, and then she switched back, you know, to the attorney general. But the whole thing is just totally bizarre. I mean, and the problem is that the thing that's supposed to make all this work is free and fair elections. And we know what's going on, you know, there. So, I mean, how does any of this get reconciled? I mean, to God, if somebody came to me and said, Kirk, you've got the power now to change all of this, I'm not sure how you
can. Well, in less than 90 days, this could change. There'll be vote fraud in the places that can take place on one hand. On the other, there's going to be tailgate parties at these drop boxes.
Sure.
There's going to be video cameras probably at every drop box there is.
Sure.
Drop boxes are being eliminated in many jurisdictions. As many voting machines are being eliminated. Let's take this caller here. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don. Go ahead, Don. You're on the air.
I would like to see the FBI abolished. And one thing I don't like about it is they don't tape their interviews. When they interview people, they don't audio tape it. They don't videotape it. Instead, they have these 302 forms, which so they can lie about what actually happened in the. And the whole thing is, Ron Paul said it a long time ago before country lasted a long time before the FBI was formed. And as soon as they formed it around the time of World War One, Woodrow Wilson used it to spy on people that disagree with his foreign policy. It's still the same thing. It's a Gestapo. It's a federal police state. I want to see it abolished. And if not, I'd like to see them cut the, if the Republicans take the Congress, they could cut the funding to about 1% of what it is right now. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think, John? You think there's 100,000 people that work in law enforcement, you know, including the FBI, what is it called? The gun, the alcohol, the ATF.
Alcohol,
and then you've got the DEA. You put all these people in a basket, and what do you have? It's got to be over 100,000 people. You know, how do you abolish that? You know, and get rid of all these people at once. How does that work?
Well,
because you can elect anybody you want, you know, to the office that's supposed to have appointing powers. And yet if the judges that are in the positions and have been for decades are crooked or skewed or whatever word you want to use, you know, they can override that. And so it's like, you know, we've got this great system that's supposed to have separation of powers. But if all the people at the top positions are evil, then how do you, and then you've got all the bureaucrats, right? All the people that, you know, are employed by the federal government. Now the IRS is hiring, 90,000 some odd, you know, new employees, agents. And one of the criteria, you know, in a personnel advertisement was they have to be willing to carry a gun and shoot people. So you look at all this and you say, you know, where is this going? How do we maneuver out of this? Because it is not gonna change, in my opinion, based on any election in 2022 or, you know, 2024, you know, for that matter. And, you know, here's John, you know, coming on, who's gonna tell us we just have to pray to God, you know, to make it all happen. And I agree with that, but I at this point I'm just confused. I mean, I'm literally dazed and confused as I look through the various news articles over the last week. I mean, they paint a terrible, terrible picture.
Well, they do. They do. And let's go ahead and take John from Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Kirk, you're right. Yeah, we need to pray to God. That's true. But more importantly, we need to understand the system that we're locked into. You brought up the judges. Let's do a little bit of just common sense, okay? Equal justice under the law. When you think about purity and justice and honor and integrity, I don't know about you, but I think about like the color white, purity, okay? We have these judges that go to school and they've got to learn Latin to become a judge, language of the dead, the dead language. And they dress in black and they sit up on a pedestal called, you know, a whatever the judges stand.
The bench.
And he slams a hammer. Yeah, okay. He slams a hammer, and he will or will not allow the law in his court of law. You know,
right.
As it's been said before, I will not allow the law in my courtroom. Okay, the bailiff comes in, and when, you know, they've got the gallery seated and the bailiff says, all rise, well, he's causing the dead folks to stand to their feet. He's calling the dead to their feet. They want you in court. They send the sharif to your house, and he gives you a summons. So the court is summoning the dead to the courtroom. We need to understand the court of law and the justice system is an illusion. If you're well connected, if you're part of the JCs or you're part of the Rotary Club or you're one of the good guys at the lodge, you get different justice than you do if you're a worker bee. If you're a church going, Christ believing Christian, and you're not part of the club, you get a little bit different justice unless you can afford a high powered attorney.
Right. That's right.
We need to understand that there is no justice. It's an illusion. Lady Justice is not blind. She's not blindfolded. She knows exactly what she's doing, but we believe a lie. You know, I mean,
I agree. It just gets to the point, you know, where you look at this situation, you think to yourself, you know, the Bible verse that says, go out and be ye separate. That may be the only true pathway. I mean, how do you argue and motion, you know, against hundreds of thousands of bureaucrats and other participants, you know, that are operating under a system that is different than what, you know, clear justice would be? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, look at Alex Jones, you know, for everything Alex has done, you know, in the past, he's now becoming, you know, destroyed and being made a target, you know, because of commentary that he made, which should be protected under free speech. I mean, there's nothing that he said that you could make a clear case actually harmed and hurt. Look, as painful as it might have been, you know, for the loss that these families had, I don't see how any of this, it just doesn't, there's no equity. There's no equity decision here. It's all about creating a narrative, you know, and fomenting, in my opinion, hate against people that may believe differently, you know, than the control people do. That's really what it comes down to.
Let me give you a quick personal example of justice in a small county in Tennessee. I got a ticket for 1 mile an hour over the speed limit about 25 years ago. It cost me $120. Okay, but the guy in front of me had 13.5 pounds of marijuana, and he sent him to drug rehab because it was for personal consumption. A three-time drunk driver doing 120 and a 55 went to driving school, and this truck driver 1 mile an hour over got a $120 fine. I did get my satisfaction because the judge says, "Have you got anything to say for yourself?" I said, "May I speak freely, Your Honor?" He said, "Certainly." I said, "It sounds like you want a new courthouse, and you're letting me help pay for it." He blew up like a red water balloon, going to hold me in contempt. And I turned around to everyone in the courtroom, and I held my arms out. I said, "You all heard him tell me I could speak freely."
Right.
2 days later on the news, he's got 10 indictments. He'd been running drugs and prostitution out of his house.
Right.
That's the justice system. That's the man in black. And they're all over this country, and no one's holding them accountable. And we're putting our faith and trust and our future in the hands of criminals. It's a criminal justice system.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay, you're right. John. Yeah, thank you for your call. Well, there are examples of criminal misconduct within any system, on one hand. On the other, out of all the various judicial systems around the planet, in all the various 120-plus countries, the one we have at the state and local level is the best, as best as I can tell. The federal system, however, is corrupt to the core. The federal Department of Justice system is absolutely corrupt to the core. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, a complete line of high-quality water filters to take care of your whole house, or what we like to talk about a lot, the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter that every family needs, one for every two adults, one for every three children, and another one in the unopened pristine box for a high-quality water item. Right, Kirk?
That's right. And, you know, we've got all of our filters for that unit are back in stock effective Monday.
Absolutely.
So that's good news. We were out of stock for about 2 weeks, I think, on the ceramics, and have been out of stock on the antioxidant cartridges for a while as well, because we had to do a new actual body build in order to get that accomplished, which we've now done. And so we're pretty excited about that. So next Thursday, you know, we'll have to run, you know, a little special talk about that and how that works, and so people can understand it. But essentially, you're able then to make the alkaline antioxidant water directly with the ReadyPure gravity-fed unit, which is something that nobody else offers in the industry, which is really nice, you know, for a lot of people that are into natural health that are looking for ways to, you know, boost and support their immune system. So it's a great feature, and we've got it here at Water Revolution.
Absolutely. This is a family-based business in North Carolina. And so if a person was to place an order here on the morning of the 11th day of August for a Ready Pure water filter, or maybe two or three of them, when would shipment take place?
They would ship on Monday.
Okay, fair enough.
And then we'll be back, you know, to a day-to-day. We've got plenty of stock, you know, once that order gets here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let's not forget, a $100 discount on each piece of equipment, correct?
That's right. That's right. And we're probably going to do something a little bit special coming up as well. And we'll talk about that next week, too, you know, in terms of a, you know, added bonus slash discount. So tune in next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Moving on from the despicable actions of the FBI and Department of Justice, let's talk about the COVID clot shot. More and more evidence coming out from the funeral industry, casket manufacturing industry, that we've had a beginning in July of last year, 13 months ago, a 40% increase over and above the normal number of people that die every day in this country. Mike Adams pointed us out the other day in one of his video presentations. This amounts to about 3,000 people per day. On the average, in the United States, we have 7,500 people die every day of the week, every week of the year. That's increased by 3,000 people per day. That's a chunk. That's over a million people a year. That's the equivalent of a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor every 2 days. Each one had between 3,000 and 4,000 people die, I believe. This is the mainstream media is using something called sudden adult death syndrome, I believe, SADS, to give it a name, because people are noticing the extraordinary number of otherwise healthy men and women under age 40, by the way, that are dying decades before we would expect them to die, for no apparent reason, dying of heart attacks, blood clots, strokes. If you're under age 40, Kirk, your height, weight proportionate, you're not diabetic, don't have any lung issues, the odds of you dying from anything other than automobile accident are almost non-existent, aren't they?
Well, it would seem so. I mean, I can't count the people on half a hand that I know, you know, in that category, you know, that have passed. And yet, you know, recently in the last year and a half, five of the five closest natural doctors that we relied on have all passed away. And several of them, you know, younger than they should have. And several of them went through this treatment protocol, you know, that we saw over the last 2 years, you know, involving the drugs and things, you know, in the hospital. It's just really a sad state of affairs. And you know, I've even seen articles, John, where they're talking about how, you know, this adult sudden onset death syndrome is somehow linked and tied to the climate control. Have you seen those articles where they're suggesting that climate control is actually the cause of this, you know, that the rapid changes in the climate are causing these people to pass on early? Have you seen those? It's bizarre.
let's further refine the statement that the human-caused climate change is causing people to die early. Is that what
right,
you're trying
exactly.
to say?
Right, exactly.
Right. Well, that's one of the things we're saying. In addition, they're saying if you exercise or exert yourself in hot weather, that makes your blood thick and will kill you. They're saying these, if you take a cold shower, that could give you a heart attack and kill you. These bizarre things that have no basis in reality whatsoever. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. I'll... We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots there. Some new and exciting things coming up in the not-too-distant future. We have exclusive content at thelibertyman.com, articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. His hope is that somehow, some way, the articles he writes and are published only at thelibertyman.com will make their way to men and women in certain positions that can do something about it. As opposed to us barefoot peasants like you and me. And, of course, interesting products there. We'll talk tomorrow in great detail about the Liberator rocket heater. Winter will be here before you know it. It will be. Seriously. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money. Heat up a up to 2,000-square-foot home and save money. That's Liberator rocket heater, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Bottom hour three, we'll talk about the energy cleaner. I don't need to spend any time on that right now. And, of course, this is all at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, the complete line of high-quality water filters that range from the excellent countertop gravity feed water filter that has a solid metal spigot instead of the vulnerable, and I repeat, vulnerable one that the Berkey has. I was a Berkey dealer for years, but and I've visited homes where the at very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot has broken, and a small pair of vice grips are there to allow them to use the continue using the filter because the vulnerable plastic spigot has broken. Kirk, I'm kind of surprised that Berkey doesn't offer a upgrade for that plastic spigot where people can have something that will actually last. But they haven't done that, have they?
I don't know. I mean, I don't follow the, you know, the competition very closely. We've got so much to focus on, you know, on what we're doing here.
Right.
I can tell folks this. You're not going to find a finer ceramic gravity-fed cartridge than the ones that we use here at Water Revolution. I mentioned already we've got our antioxidant post cartridges, which is also a very unique product. And then you talked about the, you know, the military grade build of the ReadyPure body itself, along with that solid, you know, billet stainless steel spout, which is the kind of fixture that you could find on an expensive yacht. I always say that because, I mean, I think the fixture may weigh half the weight of the unit. I mean, it's incredible how solid that spout is. And that's a real big issue. You know, if you try to travel with this unit, you pack it, unpack it, you throw it in the trunk of the car. You want to have something solid that you know is going to stand up to some abuse. And this unit will definitely do that. And the packaging that we send the units out on is perfectly suitable for long-term storage. And that's another big issue, too. I think it's double wall corrugation that we use on the outer box. I think they're double boxed. And it's just an exceptional unit. And we've got a great deal. It's a $100 discount for all the Liberty Man listeners, and that applies either to one unit or to multiple units. So give us a call, and we're happy to get that right out to you.
Absolutely. And one of the things about a family-run business like yours is the owner has gives personal attention to everything that goes on. You're not lost to some corporate entity where you're just another number, right, Kirk?
Well, you know, that's the problem. I mean, we obviously buy a lot of equipment, you know, and a lot of accoutrements and parts and all kinds of things, supplies. And most of the time when you call a company, you know, to handle an issue, you're talking with, you know, a customer service employee that may or may not be, you know, in the U.S. And this is not to discount that there aren't some great professionals overseas, because there certainly is. But the problem is, you know, you might have a language difficulty. They really can't make a decision. They can't help you out, you know, right away. You know, don't ask a technical question because you're going to get some kind of a, you know, generic, you know, scripted answer, you know, from the teleprompter that they use. And that's not the case here. I mean, we have conversations every day with people that have unique circumstances, you know, in their home, in their business. They're looking for a solution. They've tried, you know, looking into other things. They don't have a clear understanding of what they need. They fall prey to a lot of the marketing. You know, every day I talk to somebody that falls prey to the marketing jargon that other companies use. And there is no one size fits all, you know, when it comes to water treatment, water filtration. There's unique circumstances. There's people's budgets. I mean, we offer, I think, the best value out there in the marketplace. And a big part of that is, as you say, the personal service that we give.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And water is not an option. The government, U.S. government has estimated that following a nationwide EMP event, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead the first 12 months. The next 12 months, 90% of that remaining 10% would be dead. And why is that? Mostly due to lack of access to clean drinking water. Majority of Americans could miss quite a few meals and still not have too much of a problem, because the majority of Americans could live off their fat for quite a while. That does not apply when it comes to water, though, does it, Kirk?
No, I mean, that's the problem, is that people don't realize, I think, you know, they've got to have that, you know, 2 to 3 quarts minimum a day, obviously, depending on body weight. And, you know, very quickly, you know, the first thing that's going to happen is the mental capacity starts to diminish, and then you've got aches and pains and muscles don't work right. You're not able to think, you know, clearly. And it really only takes 3 or 4 days, you know, for you to die, you know, without access to clean water. And even worse is, you might have access to water, that's actually not potable. And in those instances, you know, you could be setting yourself up for a waterborne disease, a digestive-based disease, which is the worst possible thing that can happen to you, in my opinion, you know, other than a severed limb. It's probably on par with a severed limb. So it's a real important thing to make sure you've got the ability to purify your own drinking water with or without electricity, without having to go to the store to pick up bottled water. And these units, you know, although they're not dirt cheap, they're certainly cost effective when compared with going to get bottled water, especially given the rising price of fuel and all of these issues. I mean, the biggest thing is you want to be able to remain independent as long as possible and not have to depend on, you know, any kind of government assistance should there be a shutdown. And that's what these units are really ideal for, not to mention recreation, camping trips. We used ours every year when we went to the beach house. And it's just a great, great unit, and we highly recommend it.
It is, absolutely. It's like we may have a caller here. We have Mark in Ohio. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I got two questions for you, I guess, or whatever, and they're not real technical or whatever. But anyway, expounding upon John from Tennessee, his experience, have either of you ever heard of or seen the movie called Moving Violations that came out in the 80s? It was kind of like Police Academies.
I have not. Have you seen it, Kirk?
Yeah, but it was a long time ago.
See, okay, but
I couldn't tell you, you know, what it's all about, well, but I've seen pretty much every movie that's ever been produced.
Yeah, so the crux of the movie was it's kind of like a B movie of like Moving Violations. It's like when Caddyshack and stuff came out.
Right.
So basically, at the beginning of the movie, there's like a montage of like all these different characters, and like say there's like these two old ladies in a car, and they're going really really slow, so they're impeding traffic. So they get fined or whatever, and they got to go to driving school. And like another guy, he's got paperwork all over his car. He's like cluttered, and the wind's blowing with his windows down because his AC don't work. And he runs over some bushes and like maybe a stop sign. So he has to go to driving school. And then you find out in the movie that the judge, she is sleeping with the cop that's going to run the driving school, and she instructs him. She's like, look, you're gonna fail them all, no matter how well they do in this course, no matter what, they're not gonna pass the course, and I'm gonna impound the cars. We send them off, and we're gonna split the profits. And so that's the justice. That's the justice
that's
that I learned.
Story.
It, and the thing is, it was a comedy, but they were really trying to tell us what was going on. So movies tell you a lot about what's going on. Now another movie that I've been wanting to watch recently, but I haven't got a chance to. Kirk, this would be right up your alley. Have you ever seen the movie Tank Girl?
Yes. Yes.
Also
a long
time
ago.
It deals with water at the beginning of the movie, right?
Right. I remember the movie. Yep. Who's the star of that? Which actress?
I don't even know.
It's a famous actress. I can't think of her name. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is like I only saw like maybe like the first like 5 or 10 minutes of it a long time ago when it came out, and it's not one of those type of movies that I've like so sci-fi and over the top ridiculous.
Right. Right.
But the thing is, like, now that I've learned a lot more, I want to go back and watch it for more possible information because, you know, the whole crux of that movie is in the future, I guess the government or something owns all the water and then turn everybody into slaves to mine the water out of the earth, and that's how they control everybody is with water. So I was just wondering if that was right up your alley. I was wondering if you saw it.
Well, yeah, and you see this all the time. I mean, we saw this also in the Star Wars movie, you know, on the desert planet. You know, they have the water farm, and you're right. You know, it's a theme that keeps coming up over and over again. And, you know, if you'd have told somebody 20 years ago that you'd be paying more for bottled water than you would for gasoline, even with the current pricing, people wouldn't believe it. I mean, think about it. And so, you know, clean, potable water is going to become scarcer and scarcer. And the big part about water revolution that most people don't understand or haven't learned yet is that we make devices that create an energized, vibrant, what we call micro-clustered water that also has antioxidant potential. So it's very much akin to the type of water that you would get out of a fresh moving stream or an organic deep well spring. And it simply is not available at other places. I mean, and there's other machines out there that are far more expensive than ours that don't produce near the water quality that we do because we've tied our non-electric solution into, you know, ultra purification and total purification systems, which is something that you can't really do. You can do workarounds, but you can't do it very easily with the electronic equipment. So it becomes cumbersome and it's not smooth. And you know, I like the non-electric technology because, you know, you don't have hundreds of parts, you know, all made by the lowest, you know, bidding manufacturer, which all these pieces of equipment do. And in our system, you know, when you change your filters and you do the regular maintenance, you in essence have a brand new unit, you know, every time that you do that process. So it's a great solution for people looking to remain independent, especially if they're into natural health and they understand, you know, the benefits of the body's immune system. So I would recommend all of our stuff, you know, highly. Thanks a lot, Mark. That was great. Yeah, really good point.
And then also real quick, I don't know if anybody remembers or if you guys know, I think it was George Bush Sr. that bought a huge lake in South America. I don't know if it was Lake Titicaca or one of those areas. It's the biggest freshwater reserve lake on the planet. Have you ever heard about
it's
that
underground.
Like 20 years ago?
I remember seeing that article.
It's not a lake, Mark. It's underground is what it is.
Aquifer access, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, well, take care, guys.
Okay, thank you. Lake Titicaca. There may be a lake also, but the vast majority of water is underground in the aquifer. And he sent his daughter down there to do the final paperwork on that. Right in the almost the exact middle of South America, by the way. I don't recall the size of the parcel, but it seems like more than 1,000 acres. Several square miles of real estate. The call number is 512-248-8252. The 900-pound gorilla in the middle of the living room, Kirk, is all these people dying from the clot shots. Lots of interesting, very important issues. The economy, what's going on with the FBI and Donald Trump, 87,000 new IRS agents, the war with Russia and China, all those things are interesting and important on one hand. On the other, all these people dying is where the rubber meets the road, in my opinion. And it's only been recently that three-year-olds and older are authorized to get the clot shot. So, Kirk, if we can warn one parent or one grandparent to not get a child vaccinated with the clot shot, we may very well save a life here, couldn't we, sir?
Oh, I agree. And I, you know, if you look at naturalnews.com today, there must be 10 articles up front, you know, involving the, you know, the treatment and the consequences and how it's affecting different things. Very, very, you know, very shocking and interesting at the same time. And I think you're right. I think education is a big issue. Unfortunately, I think what's happened is we've got the vast majority of the younger people today have been educated, you know, to toe the line of whatever that narrative is and not to step outside the bounds and not to be individualistic. You know, how many, if you have 10 kids and two cans of paint, how many kids can paint? Well, the answer is all of them if they share. You know, this kind of mentality, which has certainly some good points to it, but unfortunately, it makes for a weak group of people that are very easy to exploit, you know, and take advantage of. And this is what we see more and more. And so, fighting is oftentimes seems to be an uphill battle. I think most people have already made the decisions. Many people are in deep already, you know, fourth and fifth round, you know, of treatment. And you're right. It's an education issue. For my part anyway, you know, realizing that God is in control. And, you know, the end is his end, you know, the way that he sees it. And, you know, we have to all play our roles as best we can.
That's right. That's right. Well, I would assume with the times as they are that your business is doing quite well and possibly even better than normal.
We've had a big increase in people looking into whole house treatment. I think people are realizing that much of the water that they get from the municipalities are filled with toxins, and even people that thought they had supposed healthy wells are realizing there's a huge influx of agricultural chemicals, glyphosate. You've got the Roundup, you know, all of these things that atrazine, you know, that penetrates the aquifer, and all of this gets taken into the body. You know, water's a great solubilizer, the best one. And so all of these things come in, you know, through their street water, through their well water. And we've got a number of lower cost solutions to treat that other companies simply don't have. And a number of very unique technologies that are very easy to use, some of which are even under $400, you know, with the John Moore discount. And we're talking about whole house treatment for under $400, which is an incredible, incredible thing. You're not going to find that anywhere else. And the ability, in fact, one of these devices, our Helix Energizer, doesn't even have any consumable parts in it. So there's no maintenance either. So
that's
something
wonderful.
To really look into. Yeah, the
that's
Helix
wonderful.
Energizer.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We're down to about the last 3 minutes before we move on to the next guest here, Dr. Horowitz. Your business is helps people have optimal health in normal times and is literally a matter of life and death in hard times, isn't it, sir?
It is. That's absolutely true. I've got a quick question for you before we go, if that's all right.
Go.
my question is this. You know, you're well familiar, I'm sure, with the history, you know, of the beginnings of the Civil War and all those issues that are tied into it. What do you think the mindset is today, you know, of the public versus what it was, you know, pre-Civil War, you know, here in the U.S.? Do you think people are as dissuaded and standing up for their side of the equation as much now as they did then? What do you think the comparison is?
I know more history about that area than many people. I'm no expert. There is a massive divide between urban areas. I can use my daughter's family as an example. We think of Washington State, Oregon, and California as being run by Marxist, communist, liberals, which they are at the top level. Now, I've spent a lot of time in Seattle visiting with my daughter up there for decades. Once you're 20 miles away from Seattle, it's normal.
Right.
Men drive diesel pickup trucks.
Right.
They own guns.
Right.
They go hunting and shooting and fishing, just like normal people all over the United States. The divide, and let's go back to Washington State for a moment. The divide is between urban areas such as Seattle and the rest of the country. It's not the whole state of Washington that's bizarre and corrupt. It's mainly these heavily populated urban areas that are engaged in this bizarre communist
behavior. Do you think it's because the people in the urban areas are more dependent on the municipalities and don't have to be independent, you know, or self-reliant?
Well, that's all part of it. It's all part of it. My reality is, if my 1969 Triumph needs spark plug change, I change all the spark plugs.
Right.
Young men growing up in a city, they couldn't change a spark plug if he had a gun pointed to their head. Because, seriously, they couldn't. They couldn't. Youngsters from the inner city are taken out and they see cows for the first time and are told that's where a hamburger at McDonald's comes from. They're incredulous. They can't believe that there's a connection between these cows in the field eating grass.
Right. And most of the fast food places, there is no longer a connection. So it's easy to see why, you know.
So there's no single thing that feeds into this.
Right.
It's a multitude of things where men and women that grow up in an urban environment are completely cut off from what 90% of the country knows and understands to be reality. And those men and women under those conditions have been manipulated into bizarre ways.
But the cities depend on the rural for survival.
Well, of course. Kirk, thank you.
Thanks, John.
Stop your book.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.